Chapter 22. Armed with an Imperial Intelligence ID, courtesy of Jagged Fell, Tahiri had no trouble securing cooperation at the only spaceport on Hagamore 3. She simply presented herself at the security commander's office and demanded to see the file on the Mandalorian who had arrived a few days earlier. The officer, a grizzled old captain, inserted her identichip into his decryption pad. Then his face paled. He snapped to attention and offered a crisp salute.
"Sorry, milady," he said. "I wasn't informed that Head of State Fell had reactivated the hands."
The captain's anxiety was understandable. Answerable only to the Imperial Head of State, the hands were Force-sensitive operatives whom Palpatine had used as merciless instruments of his will, dealing death and threats to anyone who incurred his wrath. Tahiri knew better than to think Jag would ever employ them in the same ruthless manner, but he was certainly not above trading on the name. 10 minutes later, Tahiri's Stealth X was under guard in a sealed hangar, and she was sitting in the front of a vid display. On the display was a 4-day-old surveillance vid that showed Boba Fett, or someone in identical armor with a very similar gait, working his way down an inflatable ped tunnel. Unfortunately, Fett's Mandalorian armor did not seem out of place in the tunnel. Hagamore 3 was an open-access mining moon, where claim jumpers, ore thieves, and every sort of swindler were on the prowl for victims, and it had a flourishing bodyguard industry. Every third person on the display was both armed and armored. To make matters worse, once Fett reached the business district in the main dome, the lanes were choked with riot troops facing off against pro-Dala protesters. Both sides were armored, of course. To track Fett, Tahiri finally had to resort to watching for his battered green helmet. With its T-shaped visor and distinctive rangefinder rising along one side, it was the easiest thing to follow from one vid archive to the next. Fett was taking care to stay close to other armored figures and avoid some of the security cams, but he couldn't afford to be too obvious. Any conspicuous attempt to avoid surveillance in an Imperial population center, even one as rustic as Hagamore City, only drew extra scrutiny. As Tahiri watched, the Mandalorian visited a succession of hospitality houses and supply businesses. The Imperial surveillance net did not extend to the interior of most facilities, but on one occasion, she did catch a glimpse of Fett through a transparasteel door. A sales clerk was turning a data screen around so the Mandalorian could examine a list of sales. Fett was clearly hunting someone, and Tahiri was beginning to think he didn't care who knew it. He could have disguised his purpose by buying a few supplies, varying the length of his visits, or emerging with a handful of sales flimsies. Instead, he was simply moving from one business to the next as quickly as possible, staying only long enough to bribe or intimidate whoever happened to be behind the counter. It almost seemed as though he wanted his prey to know he was coming. Maybe he did. Hagamore 3 was in Moff Gatel's sector, and if Dala had anything to say about it, Gatel's days were numbered. He had betrayed her, and played a crucial role in trapping her and her allies at Exodo 2. So it stood to reason that Dala would want to make an example of Gatel's, to keep other would-be defectors in line. And what better way to make her point than by dispatching the infamous Boba Fett to handle the retaliation? Of course, Tahiri realized that Fett's involvement was no guarantee that Abeloth would also show up on Hagamore 3. Tahiri was still playing a hunch on that. Since they both had a connection to Dala, Fett had rescued Dala from Coruscant, and Abeloth had run the blockade at Borleo to visit her. She was hoping that they would eventually end up in the same place. But even if Fett didn't lead her to Abeloth, finding out what the mercenary was doing on Hagamore 3 would be a good thing for Jag. Tahiri fast-forwarded through the next 3 days of surveillance, then finally spotted Fett entering a used vehicle dealership. A short time later, a sealed landspeeder emerged through the dome's rear airlock and headed off across the moon's dusty surface. A comm call from one of the post security agents confirmed that the landspeeder had been purchased by someone wearing green Mandalorian armor. It also yielded the activation code for the vehicle's emergency locator.